This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Tropical storm Hillary made landfall over Baja California on Sunday, pelting the region with intense rain and heading toward the United States southwest area, where forecasters are warning of life-threatening and catastrophic flooding. Eugenie Adler, as a resident of California, expressed concern over the approaching storm.
I'm afraid people might die.
One man has died in the Mexican state of Baja California Sur, where a family was swept away into the sea while crossing a stream. That's according to a Mexican official who also shared images of flooding and roads that were swept away in the area. U.S. President Joe Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Maui on Monday to assess the impact of wildfires that have reduced parts of the Hawaiian archipelago to smoldering ash. We hear more from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
What started as a brush fire quickly escalated amid a perfect storm of high winds and dry conditions that scorched the historic town of Lahaina in Maui, burning much of this commercial and cultural hub to the ground. Maui's emergency chief Herman Undaya resigned during the disaster amid criticism for not sounding the emergency sirens typically used to signal tsunami warnings. Undaya defended the decision, saying tsunami warnings drive people inland, and in this case, that meant straight into the fire. His resignation was officially due to health reasons. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Polls have closed in Ecuador's presidential and legislative elections Sunday after a campaign that was marked by bloodshed amid voter hopes that the winner will bring the country out of a spiral of violence and economic troubles. Authorities said 100,000 police and military personnel have been on hand to guard polling places. Roughly 20% of the votes have been tallied. This is VOA News. Spanish Canary Island and tourist hotspot Tenerife are suffering its worst wildfires in decades, and firefighters have been battling overnight to bring them under control. We hear more from the AP's Lawrence Brooks.
The fire in the north of the island has forced the evacuation or confinement of nearly 8,000 people. Regional officials say the latest efforts will be crucial in containing the fire. The Canary Islands have been in drought for most of the past few years, just like large parts of mainland Spain. The islands have recorded below average rainfall in recent years because of changing weather patterns impacted by climate change. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Pope Francis is expressing hope for a peaceful solution to the Niger crisis following the military coup. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
Addressing crowds in St. Peter's Square from his window, Pope Francis says he's following events in Niger, a country in crisis after a military coup, and prays for peace and stability in the Sahel region.
Seguo con preocupazione.
Niger is now run by a new military regime that's in power after mutinous soldiers overthrew the country's democratically elected president, who's in house arrest. The military regime is rebuffing most dialogue efforts with external parties. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Local officials in central Mali say gunmen killed at least 23 people and wounded a dozen more others in an attack on a village. They said that unidentified armed men swept through the village of Yaru, shot civilians, and set fire to buildings, as well as stole cattle on Friday. Fans in Spain celebrated their country's historic first victory in the Women's World Cup as their side beat England 1-0 in the final on Sunday, located in Sydney, Australia. Spain fan Carmen Lorenzo says that 10 years ago this would have been unimaginable, but there's a long way to go and that the victory is a great step forward, and she's proud of the team. The match capped off a tournament that has broken audience, attendance, and TV records, as well as raising hopes of a surge of interest in the women's game. Barbie has finally met her match at the box office. We hear now from the AP's Margie Zeraletta.
How did you get it to do that?
I think he likes me.
The DC superhero adventure Blue Beetle is the new champion with movie audiences. It earned $25.4 million domestically in its opening weekend, according to studio estimates. Barbie drops to second after 4 weeks at number one. Oppenheimer is third and picks up a new record, the biggest box office hit never to be number one, beating previous record holder Sing in 2016.
That's Margie Zeraletta, and I'm Steve Miller with VOA News.